With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom time, Dom Giordano show. Steve Kiwi is our go-to guy from Fox 29, whenever there's an issue like what happened in Germantown yesterday. But Steve is stationed and doing reports today from a satellite voting office. So it's kind of a twofer. Let's go to Steve Kiwi here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, always an honor to be on your show. And I started the day with even more violence yesterday. The voting satellite office here is just a kind of a feature just to try to help the public cast their vote in an all one stop. But after what we had, the rampage, as Sergeant Eric Grip described yesterday, that just began the day of violence in this city. We had another mass shooting. Now, a commander of one of the police units just called me to say, well, that's our 21st mass shooting in the city in less than 5 months just since June. And to give you perspective, that's four more people shot in one location, 21 since June. And we just started October. We had 14 all of last year. I had counted 26 this year. And he says, you're undercounting. That's how bad this year is. And so while we had seven people shot right under the SEPTA tracks last night in prime time, just past 7:30, 5 minutes later, they have another man shot and killed. The man was shot 15 times, Dom, and that was after what we saw in Germantown yesterday, which could have been way worse because I'm running from scene to scene to scene. I'm retracing the man's steps, talking to commanders that I know. And he starts trying to kill somebody in a church office, which doubles as a food bank. They didn't even know how he got in there at 4 in the morning. Shoots at her twice, misses, but grabs her car, blows out her tire, goes past Germantown Friends School. That's where this church is. And fortunately, no kids were around yet, but those schools are open. They're not doing virtual learning, I learned yesterday, because I saw all these kids running around. Then he goes up the street to the Green Street Friends School, also open, Dom. That's where he tried to kill two other women and try to take their cars. And then just a couple of blocks away is where he kills this 19-year-old girl and ends up getting killed, trying to kill cops and trying to steal a cop car. That guy was completely deranged because he was going to try to steal a cop car.
Yeah, he actually got inside of it because they were trying to duck for cover because of all the fire, apparently, Steve. And, go ahead.
This weapon, this AK-47, this also called a Kalashnikov, it's like a Russian machine gun. This is what those two guys used when they killed all those people at the Paris newspaper, a terrorist act a couple of years ago. And this is the same gun that they never found. You remember, I remember listening to your show. You had the U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain on when he recharged that guy that permanently maimed that Asian store owner when he was out cleaning his car and protecting his family. And then he got recharged because even the DA here admitted that they very undercharged him. And that gun was also an AK-47. And Bill McSwain said, we did everything we could to try to find and trace that gun, and we never found it. And I was wondering yesterday, I wonder if this is the same gun, because where did he even get an AK-47?
Yeah, and again, is it penetrating? City Council and others, they were talking about it, but all they did is file another lawsuit against Pennsylvania. Do you have a sense from viewers to Fox 29 and all the people you talk with, Steve? I'll tell you, this is working on the police. A cop friend of mine, you probably saw this too, sent me what we call the Ferguson effect, that cops are not going to go out of their way because of fears of Krasner and everything else. How few arrests, the percentages that are down around all kinds of violent crimes, that's also happening at the same time. Yet, it doesn't have seemed to come to a head yet here where the public or anything else is demanding enough action.
Well, they had a black clergy violence meeting last night while those two shootings were happening in the 7 o'clock hour. You've got some of the newest council members, Brooks and Gaudier, pushing the mayor to declare this gun crisis an emergency, like to even open up even more of the city's pocketbooks and more of the city's offices to get everybody on this and treat it with the seriousness that it deserves, because they don't think that the mayor obviously is treating it that way. And so there are some people in the city that do agree that we need to do way more than we're doing, because what we're doing isn't getting the job done.
Yeah, it is stunning. Now, you're at the satellite office. Is it crowded on a Friday at this time? A lot of people in line at City Hall?
Dom, I stayed outside so I could talk to you with a clear voice and not have the echo chamber in there, but it's room 140. It's on the first floor. And, Dom, we're in a news vehicle where we're allowed to park where the public isn't allowed to park. We took the mayor's spot, so we just got bumped out of there. But I thought, this isn't the most convenient place if you want to cast a vote. And I thought, I don't know how many people are going to vote at City Hall. It's, you know what I mean? Like, if you, yeah. You really have to be on foot. There's not a lot of people working downtown, but it does allow you to register and do everything. You can cast your ballot. You can do it all in one stop, but I don't know how convenient getting in and out of City Hall is for people these days.
No, I would think it's not. Hey, Steve, thank you very much. Thanks for tying it all together. It is shocking, but you're on the scene seeing it every day. And again, you bring a freshness to it, though. You don't get jaded by this, because that's the thing. If you get jaded by this, it's only going to get worse.
Well, Dom, you're doing a heck of a lot by just constantly talking about this and reminding people that something needs to be done. So you're doing your share as well. And same with all your listeners that call in with excellent points always when I'm listening.
Thank you, Steve. Have a nice weekend. Thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.